In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time, have been for, I think, the last 48 years. I tell people, if I keep practicing, I'll figure this out. But I like doing radio. Like I said, I'm in my 48th year on the radio. I'm in several markets around the country. And literally, people listen to me on the internet in other countries. And the English-speaking ones send me emails and comments and questions and so on. So I know that my small voice is getting out there, and hopefully you will respond to it. So here are my phone numbers. The reason you want my phone numbers is so that you can get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And that's anywhere from Casper, Wyoming, down to Farmington, New Mexico, over into Utah, over into Kansas and Nebraska, and of course the whole state of Colorado. Every now and then somebody will call me from South Denver and say, well, I don't know if you want to come this far. Yeah, that's just a day's hike for me. But nevertheless, I can help you in several ways. I've been getting a lot of questions recently about budgets. Can you help me with our budget? And that's led me back to initializing a software program that I started in probably 15 years ago. It's called Retirement Analyzer, and it's a software program that the guy that started that company, I joined him early on when it was just him and his assistant, Brooke, and he died, and she and another gentleman took over the company and have, I'm amazed at what they've done with the Retirement Analyzer. It does cost me quite a bit a month, but it doesn't cost you anything. And it's a retirement analyzer, and in that analyzer, it helps you figure out when and if you can retire. And then there's some I've got an intake form that I'll be glad to provide to you. But in there is a budget, monthly budget worksheet. And it covers absolutely everything. And then I was speaking with the owner, one of the two owners, last week in Houston. And I told him, I said, man, I used this years ago and then got away from it. And now I'm back on it. And I said, man, it's got a lot of improvements, a lot of changes. And he said, yeah, but we still have the red line. Well, what he meant by that, in this software, I can move this red line according to your requirements, and that means can I retire now, or do I need to retire at a later date? Will I need another job when I retire? Do I have to reduce my monthly expenses? If you're not yet retired, increase contributions to savings, and so on. I mean, it just absolutely is a thorough snapshot of here's where we are, here's what we have, here's what we want to do, can we do that, and when. I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal program, and like I said, doesn't cost you anything, and the worksheet you can fill out by hand and get it back to me, and I'll enter it into the software, and then we'll sit down and go over it together. That also brings up another point. Janine and I, with this retirement analyzer and getting in front of more people because of that, if nothing else, but to sit down and show you. You can retire, can't retire, when you can retire, whatever. And of course, I'm going to suggest some solutions to your problem, which would be indexed annuities. I can tell you, here's how you can fix this if you really want to fix it. And so because of that, we're going to change up our schedule over on the Western Slope and do it fewer times but longer periods when I'm over there to help more people with this retirement analyzer. I'm throwing a lot out at you in the first 5 minutes here. I just want you to know that we're expanding to help more people and to help the people we have more. And so if you're interested in seeing me, getting on my calendar, you want to request that intake sheet for the retirement analyzer, whatever, give me a call. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office, and give me 30-ish minutes, but it's going to take longer once we get the retirement analyzer and I put it into the program and then come back and go over it with you. That's certainly another no-cost appointment. And then, like I said, we can adjust it, and of course, the bottom line is going to be, here's how I can fix it. If I can fix it, I'll tell you if I can't. But if I can, it's going to include indexed annuities. And with indexed annuities, your money's not in the market. It's indexed to a market. And I want an opportunity to explain those to you. By the way, if you're hooked up to the internet, go over to my website. I've put two training videos up there, 20-minute training videos. The first one is basically what we would cover in our first appointment. And the second one breaks down further indexed annuities and how they work and so on. And then I made an additional short video, about 4 minutes long, that I will send out to people after we write an annuity and it's issued and you've had a chance to look it over and so on. Because I go over a lot of stuff. I always tell people indexed annuities and variable annuities. If it's an annuity, it has a surrender period and a surrender charge. Meaning, if you want all your money out in during that period, which is usually 10 or 12 years, not you can get to your money the next day after it's issued. You can get to portions of it. You can turn on income. You can get to 10% penalty-free withdrawal, blah, blah, blah. I go over all of that with you at your table, desktop, or dining room table, or whatever. I always explain to people this surrender period, surrender charge, and it's a descending surrender charge. If you take all your money out within that period of time, they're going to ding you a penalty, and I'll explain that again. Why? They pool our money, and they invest it mainly in guaranteed secure bonds. So they'll buy a 10-year bond for $900, knowing in 10 or 12 years they've got all of their money back. After that, everything's gravy. And then after that, you can take all your money out if you want to. But if you do that, take all your money out within that period, they need an opportunity to get their investment back and cover their liabilities. And so there's a surrender charge. So help me, that's enough technical stuff today. I'm just telling you, I explain all of that in front of every person I talk to, and make sure they understand it. And so anyway, that's way too much technical stuff. I normally don't do that, but I want you to understand I can help you. And now I've plugged back into this retirement analyzer, and I can help you with budgets. I can help you defray taxes. I can help you grow your money. See, with an indexed annuity, listen up and then I'll move on. With an indexed annuity, you capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. None. And so if you're interested in that, I can show you how it works. You get lifetime income for you and your spouse till death or 120 years old. See, if you just turn on the same income in your stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, good luck, because if you're a long liver, you're going to drain that sucker, and then you're going to have to put on a blue smock, a yellow smiley button, a bulletproof vest, stand around and say, "Welcome to Walmart," because you're out of money. With an indexed annuity, you can never outlive the income in an indexed annuity, ever. And then anything that's left in there goes to your kids, your church, your dog, whomever, but whoever you designate beneficiaries. And so it's the neatest thing since post-toasties, folks. If you're interested in protecting and growing and recession-proofing your retirement, getting lifetime income that you can't outlive, listen up, one more thing. On an income annuity, if you're planning on taking income, that's the one I'll write for you. If you have an income annuity, you also get a long-term care multiplier benefit free. Meaning, if you have to go into a nursing home, they'll multiply that income and help you pay for nursing home care. That is only on an income annuity. If you have the accumulation annuity and you said, "Hey, I'm not planning on income, blah, blah, blah," that multiplier isn't there, but you obviously won't need it because you're making enough money over here. Anyway, I'll show you all of that. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-9972. Some quick headlines on the economy. Insurers weigh on Dow, S&P set records. Health insurance costs surge, can rival mortgage expenses. Now, if you have health insurance today, like we do, and we've got Kaiser, and I used to brag on it, I don't anymore. In fact, last week, some guy from Bangladesh said, if you got time, and we were driving, he said, if you got time, I want to discuss your health care plan with us and let me know if you have any concerns. So he starts out, how would you rate Kaiser on a 1 to 10 basis? Well, I was generous. I said a 5. I should have said a 3. And I said a 5. And he said, oh, well, is there anything else I can help you with? He didn't care. He didn't care about what I thought about my health program with Kaiser. He didn't really want to know that. He's just banking tens so that he could keep score and whomever and whatever. He didn't care that I gave him a 5 and should have given him a 3. And so, like I said before, health costs have doubled. Their benefits, if it's Kaiser anyway, their benefits have gone in the toilet in 2026. The deductible has nearly doubled, and on and on and on. That's why I was generous and gave him a 5. I should have given him a 3. But on the economy, watch this. Target cuts 500 workers on revamp. Saks Fifth Avenue plans to close 9 department stores amid bankruptcy. And let's see, here's another one. Bitcoin takes the steepest dive since 22. Of course, you all know how I feel about the smoke and mirrors cryptocurrency. Tech sell-off propels NASDAQ to its worst 2 days in months. Here's another one. Silver markets swings. Those are high highs and low lows. Rattle companies. In the same Wall Street article, parsing boom and bust in gold and silver. Friday's plunge indicates investors were worried about debasement, whatever that means. But I do know what it was referring to, a $7 trillion loss in the metals market. Tech sell-off propels NASDAQ to its worst. I think I read that. I did. And I did that. Here's one that I thought was interesting because we live in the People's Republic of Colorado. You know, it's just a suburb of the People's Republic of California. And our illustrious governor should have Newsom as a partner. But nevertheless, Trump excludes 2 Democrats from White House dinner with governors. Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Colorado Governor Jared Polis, both popular Democrat targets of Trump, have been disinvited from the White House dinner with the National Governors Association. I said, man, that's really cool. Here's another one. This is such a sad story here. We'll cry later, but here's the headline. Lower demand for COVID-19 drugs hits Pfizer. Isn't that sad? Lower demand for COVID-19 drugs hits Pfizer. Where's Dr. Fawcett when you need him? You know, next class of senators faces Social Security crunch. Here's the other headline I was looking for. Gold and silver suffer the worst day since 1980. Now, those of you that still, and I'm not trying to tell you to do or don't do it, but I get a lot of people, oh, man, silver's going up. I'm going to just stay with it, and gold's going up. Gold and silver suffer the worst day since 1980. 1980. Here's one because you know how I feel about the anti-American, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-patriotism, NFL. You know how I feel about those folks, right? Here's the article after the Super Bowl. Anthropic's Super Bowl ad targets OpenAI's ChatGPT. Now, that's the headline. Here's the sub-headline, if you can believe this. $8 million is the cost of a 30-second Super Bowl ad this year for many companies. Now, everybody wonders, and the tickets for the Super Bowl, I understand, way up in the nosebleed section is so far away you had to have binoculars to watch the game, started at $3,600, and there were people there with kids. Can you imagine? Well, and then they wonder why those tickets and everything cost so much, and they pay these arrogant, spoiled brat players, for the most part, millions of dollars. Well, right there's one reason they need to charge so much for these ads. $8 million, the cost of a 30-second Super Bowl ad. I wouldn't have a clue because I don't watch it, but I understand most of the commercials weren't worth watching. And then, of course, they had the idiot Bad Bunny, Bad Dummy. He at least knew he was bad. And anyway, Colorado. State's workforce has been shrinking since September. Here's another one. Many MBAs hit a challenging market. That's why a lot of these fancy schools have quit their MBA program, because these kids pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and come out and can't get a job, you know? President targets J.P. Morgan in suit for $5 billion. They were the ones that shut down his bank accounts after the January 6th debacle. GOP's $100 billion tax bet, more refunds, more votes. That's supposed to be a good thing. And so there's the headlines, and I'm about done with this segment. Give me a call. Let me help you. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about Kevin Warsh, the new Fed coming in, if he gets confirmed. And why that matters to people. I did a deep dive on that. And then I'm going to, if I can get to it, we're going to talk about the National Prayer Breakfast and the announcements that Trump made. And then I want to break down the Johnson Amendment that Trump finally did away with. And that, I've said over and over and over, Lyndon B. Johnson, one of the most radical communist Democrats to ever enter the White House, put in the Johnson Amendment that said if preachers got up during any time and discussed voting records of politicians and tried to influence how people voted or anything else, the Infernal Revenue Service could take away their 501c3 status. Now, in my deep dive on that, it said, of course, they didn't do too much. One, son, is too much. But if and most preachers did conform to that, I never did. But the preachers that did conform to that means the government owns your church. Time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, And they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Caskey Show. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Here's my phone numbers. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Give me 30-ish minutes with you and your spouse and your stuff. Let me show you how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you. Inside of 2 minutes, I can explain it so that you can understand it. Do not listen to your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker, and every individual on the gambling side of the table tell you that index annuities are you can't understand them, you can't explain them, you put your money in, you can't get your money out, on and on their lies go, and they're allowed to post that on the internet. So you gotta decide who you're gonna listen to, who you're gonna trust. And at least get the information. It doesn't cost you anything. So I'll show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'll show you how to capture all of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. I'll show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income till death or 120 years old. And my time doesn't cost you anything. So give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I said today we'd get over to some of this stuff on who is Kevin Warsh, you know, the new guy that Trump wants to take over from Powell. And so I did a deep dive on that. And next week, I'm gonna break down the Save America Act and what that means and voter ID and so on. I'm gonna break that down for you next week. So let's get after it here and just let's talk about the new head of the Fed. Who is he? How's his voting record and so on? See, personnel is policy, especially at the Federal Reserve. Whoever sits in that chair controls the price of money, and the price of money controls everything else. So, who is Kevin Warsh? Real quick, he's a former Federal Reserve Board of Governors. He served on from 06 to 2011, worked at Morgan Stanley prior to the Fed, one of the youngest governors ever appointed. He was born in 1970, so that puts him in his mid-50s, young by Fed standards. But listen to this. You think he's going to help common people? Well, he married into the Estee Lauder company's family. He married Jane Lauder. And deep Wall Street and deep policy connections. He's known as an inflation hawk during housing bubbles era. He favored higher interest rates historically. You can see how that worked out. Skeptical of endless quantitative easing. And he warned about long-term inflation risks years ago. So he is and he isn't. He's good and he's not. And you got to decide. We'll see how that works out. But he's now more aligned with Trump's push so far for lower borrowing costs, economic expansion, competitive dollar. See, my problem with Powell has always been he's not an economist. He doesn't know diddly squat about the economics. He could care less about America and the citizens. He's nothing but another left-wing nut, liberal, socialist Democrat. That's all he is. He's just a politician making, and every decision he made had nothing to do with the economy, had everything to do with his hate for Donald Trump. So we'll see how this new guy goes. But his likely philosophy right now, last check, was growth first and control inflation without strangling the economy. Now, why does this matter to us? Well, lower rates mean easier mortgages, easier business loans, higher stock valuations, and pressure on savers. Higher interest rates means slower economy, stronger dollar, safer yields, pain for Wall Street gamblers, which is everybody who owns stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. See, here's the deal. Wall Street wants cheap money to gamble with. Main Street just wants affordable living. And there's less discretionary income today than ever before. And that's why I read all those headlines. Target's laying off 500, and this one's laying off 900, and UPS lays off 3,000, and on and on and on it goes. You really think the economy's getting better? How's that affecting your wallet? So, this guy Warsh, he would take over when Jerome Powell's term ends in May, if he's confirmed. And here's a problem. Trump's wanting him in there, and the Senate confirmation is required. Now, you say, well, wait, we control the House and the Senate. No, we don't. Republicans control the House and the Senate, but there's too many rhinos, Republicans in name only, that are nothing but Democrats in Republican robes. And so we'll see how that works out. But if rates stay high, recession is at risk. And if markets think rates will drop too fast, there's inflation fears. And so markets are already watching this real close. The bond market reaction will tell the real story. So let's move from the price of money. I just want you to know who this guy is. People say, oh, who's Kevin Warsh? Well, I just told you. So let's move on to from the price of money to the power of faith in public life. Because something else happened that Wall Street can't quantify, and that was Donald Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast and the announcements that he made. So at the National Prayer Breakfast, Trump didn't talk economics. He talked spiritual foundations. Well, duh, it's a prayer breakfast. And whether people like it or not, faith and freedom built this country. And I, for one, refuse to turn that over to those communist, socialist, liberal, left-wing nut Democrats and rhinos. So, here's a breakdown on some of his points. Number one, prayer in public schools. He's pushing to allow voluntary prayer protections. Not forced prayer, just protected expression. And return the moral framework in moral life. That's what he's trying to do. And so from an economic angle, stronger social stability, less crime, stronger communities, better workforce reliability, everything the Democrats don't want, won't stand for, and right on down the line. So he's trying to reimplement and reinstitute God Bless America and faith in the public schools, faith in government, faith, and I'm talking about people's faith being there. They got a long ways to go before I can say I put any faith in the U.S. government. I don't. My faith is only in the Lord, and we're trusting Him to help us to survive these satanic atheists that have been running our country for 12 years under Obama and then Biden. And Trump had a stint in the middle of that, and now he's back. And I hope Vance and Rubio are in there for 8 years, and then Rubio and somebody else for another eight. And so that'll give us 16 plus this four. That'll give us 20 years to try and make over what Obama and Biden and the Clintons and, oh my goodness, these satanic atheists that have been in control of our country. And now you've got Schumer. Oh my goodness. At least Pelosi isn't the Speaker of the House anymore, thank God. But she's still around. And AOC and Ilhan Omar and, oh my goodness, folks, we've got to turn it back to God. And that's what Trump tried to do, and he launched that at the National Prayer Breakfast, and now he's taken another step with the Safe America Act that I'm going to deep dive next week. Let me talk a little bit about the Johnson Amendment. I passed my respects on to that. I've done it in the past, but I did earlier in the first segment. That's a deal that Lyndon Baines Johnson put into effect when he was a senator in 1954. And that followed through, and I can't believe it stayed there for 60-plus years. And what it amounts to is Lyndon Baines Johnson, being a satanic atheist that he was, and a communist liberal Democrat that he was, he put that into effect, and it stayed in effect. And basically, it was attacking churches, saying that pastors couldn't get up and give voting records and in any way influence people to vote. So, folks, if the church can't do that, the devil's not going to do it. And so Johnson took that away from most preachers. He didn't take it away from me. Because in election season and off election season, I told people, here's how they voted and here's what you ought to do, period. Come and get me. And I no longer pastor, so doesn't fit today. You can't come and get me. But I did not conform to the Infernal Revenue Service's threats to take away my 501c3. But that's what the Johnson Amendment did. It said that the Infernal Revenue Service had the right to take away your 501c3 and not-for-profit organization. Therefore, the contributions would not be tax deductible and so on. Now, the people that are in favor of that, and even some that just caved into it, said, well, yeah, but they didn't do it very often. One's enough, folks. But I can tell you this. Every preacher that conformed to the Infernal Revenue Service and kept their mouth shut on people's voting records and evil politicians and right on down the line, the government still owns your church. And the government, what they did, they told preachers what they could preach and couldn't preach. Guess who was a preacher for 25 plus years out there that they couldn't tell what to preach? And when to preach, and where to preach. I refused to give in and let the government control my church. But that's what the Johnson Amendment did. So, started with Johnson in 1954, restricted political speech by 501c3 nonprofits and targeted churches, threatened tax-exempt status if the preacher violated that. So, I put in my notes for today, if pastors conformed, the government effectively owned the pulpit. And now, they rarely enforced it against churches, but once is enough. What it did, it created a chilling effect, and many pastors conformed to it. Said, no, we're not going to go against the government. I know preachers that didn't shut down their church during COVID, and they paid the price. Now, in the People's Republic of California, the one leader out there that refused to close his mega church sued the state of California and got millions of dollars for it. So the economic tie-in to all of that is faith institutions influence community stability. It's the church's job to set the course of people and communities and states and nations. And I've said this and I'll say it again unapologetically. Everything we're seeing, all the chaos we're seeing today, all the liberal takeover and right on down the line, all the way to the NFL, it is the preacher's fault for not taking a stand in their pulpits. Period. End of story. So at another thing that Trump announced was the National Day of Prayer event coming up in May at the Washington Mall. Large public faith gathering planned for May. Symbolic unity moment signals cultural direction shift. And what Trump said he's trying to do along with that is eradicate anti-Christian bias. It's prevalent in America today, in every corporation, in the government especially, anti-Christian bias. And they're trying to take away Christian freedoms. They succeeded in taking prayer out of the public schools and God out of the public schools and Christian organizations out of the public schools. Trump's trying to put that back in. And so it addresses discrimination claims in institutions and workplace protections and discussions on jobs where the corporation says, oh, no, you can't bring a Bible and put it on your desk. Bet me, if I had one of those jobs, there'd be a Bible sitting right in the middle of my desk. And nobody is going to tell me I can't do that. But what Trump is trying to do is eradicate that anti-Christian bias in schools and corporations and workplaces and the government. He's also wants to eradicate anti-Semitism. I remind you, and I don't have to remind him, I reminded Obama all the time and Biden all the time, that the nation that blesses Israel will be blessed, and the nation that curses Israel will be cursed. And I targeted them, I challenged them every time I opened my mouth during their reign, evil reign over this country. So Trump wants to eradicate anti-Semitism. So security plus policy focus is how he wants to do that. And stability for business communities. See, I don't think they should allow anybody in political office that attacked Jews like AOL and Ilhan Omar and all her cohorts. I get things, I see it up on Facebook as I'm scanning through that nearly every night. And it says, should Omar and the other female that sides with her, the Palestinian and so on, should they be kicked out of Congress? I said they ought to be kicked out of the United States, not just Congress. But how do they get in? They shouldn't be allowed to be in that position in the first place. So he also instituted a National Faith Office, and that's a commission on religion. Liaison between faith groups and government, religious liberty issues, policy consultation, and so on. And so the economic impact and some storm warnings as I've got 2 minutes left here. How does faith policy affect the economy? Well, historically, strong moral culture results in a strong economy. Trust lowers transaction costs, families stabilize the workforce, and charities reduce government burden. And finally, healthy homes create healthy economies. So, Wall Street versus Main Street impact from all of that? Well, Wall Street watches rates and regulations and global risk and watches jobs and prices and safety and stability. Faith policies primarily influence crime rates, drug abuse levels, family formation, workforce participation. These are all economic drivers, folks. And if Trump can turn this around, it will only succeed in an improved economy on every hand. So I close with these. Storm signals to watch. Pay attention. Inflation versus rate cuts conflict. Inflation versus rate cuts conflict. That's a storm signal. Bond market, instability. Another storm signal. Commercial real estate stress, another storm signal. Government spending trajectory, another storm signal to watch. And geopolitical tensions. Those are all storm signals, folks, that we ought to pay attention to. In the meantime, watch the bond market. Stocks lie. Bonds don't. So it went from the Federal Reserve to the National Prayer Breakfast and all of that. I just want to tell you, and of course you expect that from me, but we've got a president now that stresses our Christian values and how it affects every phase of our life. So we need to pay attention to that. Get on my calendar. Let me help you with your retirement. Give me a call and let me know if you want that intake form for the retirement analyzer. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Kasky's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Kasky at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, there you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never costs you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye.